In Leona Gilbert's group in University of Jyväskylä Nanoscience Center, Kunal Garg's research handles immunology and tick-borne diseases.
So our research basically handles the immunology part. So if a bacteria or a virus infects you, what really happens in the body? What are the mechanisms of infection and how can they be treated or diagnosed?
One of the diseases the group handles is familiar to anyone.
So currently one of our main focus is tick-borne diseases, and I know the Finnish name for this. It is called punki in Finnish, and what we are dealing with is how tick-borne diseases or Borrelia, how it infects patients for a long duration. Why is it happening and how is it happening is the question. We are also developing new diagnostic tools so that patients can be detected with much more better efficiency.
Ticks are infecting Lyme disease, which is caused by Borrelia bacteria. Lyme disease is also known as borreliosis. One of the goals of the research is to make Lyme disease diagnosis better.
We have currently published a paper which is about Borrelia changing its shape, and we believe that this ability for Borrelia to change its shape can make the diagnostic tools much more efficient. They can help the doctors to make much more efficient treatment protocols so that patients get better even faster.
But what kind of diagnostic tools overall exist for recognizing different diseases?
There are actually three basic diagnostics. The first one is wherein the antibody response. So the antibodies are basically proteins that are generated when you are infected. The second method is you can actually take some blood or some other body sample and you can check for the DNA of the bacteria. The third method is to actually culture the bacteria. So you have these plates that are perfectly responsible or are perfectly there for growing a particular bacteria. So if you take some human sample and put it on the plate, and if it grows, then you know that the bacteria is present.
Nanoscience will probably have an important role in the future of humanity and medicine.
In my opinion, I sincerely believe that nanoscience in coming years is going to help humanity really grow in the best way it can.